You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to create new passive income streams. Today, it's an income stream episode, and I wanted to talk about this because I posted this on my feed on Instagram, and I got tons of comments. I wanted to really discuss a few of these ways to make money online because, as you probably know, the online marketing world, the marketing world in general, changes on a daily basis, almost on a monthly basis at least. And you want to stay on top of these changes. You want to understand what works and what doesn't. Some things that worked 2 years ago cannot work today, and some things that didn't even exist 2 years ago are making people a ton of money today. So point number one, create digital content, stock photos, videos, ebooks, and start selling them online. Now, if you're a photographer, if you're someone that likes to draw, whatever you want to do, there are going to be some skills that are going to be marketable. Find out what they are. Find out where people like you hang out online, where they sell online, and become one of the best ones online. Become a very good content creator. Now, guys, this is very important. If you decide to be a content creator, just like I did back in the day with my De Niro B page, I decided to be the best in my niche, carve a new niche for me if that was, you know, what it needed to be done, and I needed to be the best in my niche, period. So don't think, oh, well, I got a camera, I'm going to start taking pictures, I'm going to be a millionaire. That's not going to happen. There's already a ton of people out there that just had the same exact thought as you did. But again, if you make sure that you're going to be the best in that niche, day in and day out for a few months, a few years, you will come up on top and you will be able to make very, very good money by selling content. Point number two, build a niche blog, drive traffic to it, hire someone to manage it, and get paid with ads and affiliate marketing. Now again, this is again a similar concept. Before I told you to create digital content and sell it online, like stock photos and videos, now I'm telling you to actually build your own blog, drive traffic to it, and then monetize on the traffic. What do I mean by that? Now, if you're familiar with AdSense, for example, you can get pieces of code straight from the Google website and post this code on your own blog so that when people land on your website, you're going to be able to have those banner ads, top, left, right, and you get paid on those. Now, if your blog grows to a certain level where people are going to be like, you know, going on your blog, reading your articles, and then following your suggestions, that's when you can start introducing products. Now, I want to make sure that we talked about this in the past. Please do not promote products that you can't not verify the quality of, that you can't stand behind, because it takes 2-3 years to build a great blog, and it takes one blog post with one bad product to ruin the reputation of your personal brand or that your blog itself. So again, if you want to promote something like I promote, the Phoenix Planner, but guess what? I use the Phoenix Planner like 5 times a day, and I've been using it for 6 months in a row. So like I'm promoting this, whether Phoenix Planner even gives me free planners or doesn't at all, because I stand behind the product. I use it. I need people around me to know that I use it. And that's the conviction that you need in order to promote a product. If you can do that and you have a good enough following, you're going to be able to make good money online. And I told you to hire someone if you have a secondary business, if you have a full-time job. In order for you to create enough content, you need to have someone that helps you pre-package it. Otherwise, you're going to spend hours and hours and hours a day to put content together. Point number three, buy stocks and collect dividends. Now, again, this is very important. Some people think, hey, I'm going to buy stocks, wait 2-3 days, resell them at 2-3% more, 10% more, make profit, buy another bunch of stocks, and do the same thing over and over again. While this sounds appetizing in a way, let me tell you, there have been studies, so many, like even Warren Buffett says, your ability to make money doing something like that is really 50-50. You might as well toss a coin and make money that way. Now, the best way to make money online with or make money with stocks is to buy dividend stocks that, you know, generally speaking, growing. You're going to find very good stocks that are growing regardless, but not growing super fast, but they give you dividends. 1.5, 2.3%, you're gonna be able to make decent money. Now, if you don't have a big enough money to, you know, big enough pot to invest right away, maybe dividend stocks are not for you right away. But if you wanna get started, definitely get started, but reinvest every single penny that you're making from the dividends and every single time that you get a bonus at work or that you have some extra money in your business. Keep on adding that up. Within a few years, you'll notice that you're gonna start making very, very good money with dividends. And that, of course, is 100% on autopilot. Point number four, invest in real estate and hire a property management company. Now, this is for someone that already has quite a big chunk of money. I remember the first time that I made very good money with my business, I had about $50,000 extra that I was like, hey, I don't want to reinvest in the same product that I'm selling, but I don't know what to do with it. And going back then, I didn't think about real estate. And that was the biggest mistake probably of my life. If I knew I would have been able to buy a property and hire a property management company to take care of the tenants, that is super important. Remember, if you want to create true wealth, you can't not be dependent on you wearing all the hats. You can't be the property management and, you know, like the landlord. You can't be the plumber. You can't be all these things because you have a business that you're running and you have several other income streams to take care of. So if you find a company that can manage the properties for you, that is a scalable business model. Whether you have one property or five properties or 15 properties, you're gonna be dealing with one property management company in that area that's gonna take care of all the problems that may arise, that's gonna collect the money, and at the end of the month, you're just gonna get those rent checks in your mail. And that is it. Again, this is another way to create another passive income stream. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.